KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, 9 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with light snow or flurries, mainly later this afternoon, a high near 32. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Police in Red Oak last night arrested a woman who's no stranger to them. Officials say 45-year-old Shelby Joanne Olivares of Red Oak was arrested just before 10 p.m. in the 200 block of West 3rd Street on a valid Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. Olivares, who has numerous aliases and a long history of arrests, was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $10,000 cash bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two separate arrests Thursday. Just before 10 p.m., deputies arrested 46-year-old Mark Douglas Bergren of Red Oak for violation of a protective order. Bergren was being held at Montgomery County Jail without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. And a little before 2 p.m. Thursday, 25-year-old Ian Clark of Red Oak was arrested on a valid Montgomery County bench warrant for violation of probation. Clark was being held at Montgomery County Jail on $50,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Adams County report three recent drug-related arrests. On Thursday, deputies arrested Joni Weeks at around 11:30 p.m. on an Adams County warrant for possession of a controlled substance. And at around 5:30 p.m. Thursday, Adams County deputies arrested Bryce Still on an Adams County warrant for possession of a controlled substance. Back on January 28th, deputies in Adams County conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle operated by Fred Almaguer. After further investigation, Almaguer was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. A Pottawatomie County man faces a combined 20 counts of burglary, identity theft, and unauthorized use of a debit card. The Daily Nonpareil reports 31-year-old Tyler McCreary of Council Bluffs was arrested Wednesday and officially charged Thursday with 9 counts of misdemeanor identity theft, 9 counts of felony unauthorized use of a credit card, third-degree burglary of a motor vehicle, and 1 count of ongoing criminal conduct. If convicted, McCreary could face up to 25 years in prison. He remains in custody in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $25,000 bond. His next court date is a preliminary hearing on February 12th. According to an arrest affidavit, on September the 21st, McCreary reportedly broke into a 2011 Ford Taurus and took a purse, two iPhones, checkbooks, and a Wells Fargo credit card, and the female victim's driver's license. He then allegedly used the debit card at Bucky's on 16th Street on September 23rd and 24th. He also allegedly used the card at the filling station on 2nd Avenue, Westlake Hardware on West Broadway, the Papa John's on South 8th Street in Council Bluffs, and the Walmart there on 16th Street. According to investigators, video surveillance at Bucky's, Westlake Hardware, and Walmart showed the same suspect using the card. Council Bluffs police posted screenshots of the suspect using the card on social media and received three tips that the suspect was McCreary. Less than 4 months after the Eaton Corporation in Shenandoah announced it would permanently lay off 71 workers at its third shift manufacturing line, at the end of December of last year, the company delivered another blow to the community Thursday morning. Officials said 250 hourly and salaried positions would be lost due to the elimination of the company's transmission assembly, gear, and shaft machining operations. Operations currently being done in Shenandoah will be moved either to Kings Mountain, North Carolina, or San Luis Potosi, Mexico. The company said it will retain manufacturing of some components for final assembly of the transmissions. About 85 positions will be retained to support ongoing operations. The move, they say, is part of the company's change in manufacturing strategy. Employees at the plant received the news Thursday morning. They'll receive 60 days notice about when their specific positions will be eliminated. Company officials say those employees will receive full severance packages, outplacement services, and those displaced employees are encouraged to seek out other positions within Eaton. The company, which has existed in Shenandoah for more than 44 years, says it will work to help those displaced by the change. Eaton's other Iowa plants are located in Belmont and in Spencer. In the funeral announcements, Lewis Anthony Doc Hall, age 88, of Griswold, died January 28th at the Griswold Care Center. A massive Christian burial for Doc Hall will be today at 10:30 at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Eldred Mick Kane, age 84, of Panama, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Mick Kane will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Ann Kinkle, age 92, of Defiance, died January 30th. Mass of Christian burial for Mary Ann Kinkle will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Eugene Gene Stilberl, age 64, of Denver, Colorado, died January 25th in Denver. A celebration of life memorial service for Gene Stilberl will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Lorene Vorm, age 89, of Elkhorn, died January 29th at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Lorene Vorm will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Wayne Sonny Jensen, age 71, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Sonny Jensen will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sandra Brennan, age 65, of Harlan, died Tuesday in Omaha. A visitation for Sandra Brennan will be tomorrow from 2 until 8 p.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan, where the family will greet friends from 4 until 7 p.m. on Saturday. Darlene Kenkel, age 77, of Erling, died Sunday in Bellevue, Nebraska. A massive Christian burial for Darlene Kenkel will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Juanita McDermott, age 94, of Harlan, died January 30th at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Juanita McDermott will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronald Avey, age 74, of Lawrence, Kansas, died Monday. Funeral services for Ronald Avey will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Myrtle Otto, age 93, of Manning, died Thursday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Services for Myrtle Otto are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Lauren Bodler, age 78, of Greenfield, died Thursday. Funeral services for Lauren Bodler are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.